Good afternoon, Swala.
Good afternoon, Tech.
Can you tell us what prompted the meeting?
Well, if you remember, the issue of felling of rosewood became topical issue somewhere 2012 when we started seeing some vehicles carrying the product from the hinterlands. But as years go by, the exercise appears to have been identified, and so this has generated a lot of interest among the people, particularly farmers whose farms fall under some of the areas that these trees are cut. We also have the issue of fertilizer smuggling, particularly the subsidized fertilizer by the government. You know, Tumu is very close to Burkina Faso, and so it is easy for as people to smuggle the subsidized fertilizer into Burkina Faso to sell it at higher prices. And this has been a lot of concern to many development aspects, particularly civil society. And it is for this reason that an NGO, Initiative for Literacy and Development, with support from Star Ghana, is starting a one-year campaign program to have these problems addressed. And the purpose of this is to tackle the issue of corruption. Indeed, I must say that this is going to be done with support from Star Ghana and its partners. So I have here the executive director of SILDAP, Moses Dramani Luri.
Hello, Swala. Hello, Swala. Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
Before you go on to that, I want to ask you, how important is rosewood to agriculture in the Upper West region?
Well, I must say that